Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
So it seems like people in Hollywood are going after Jordan Peterson, and however, as always, it just makes them look really out of touch.
Yeah. You know, you can judge a man by the quality of his enemies. It's like Jordan Peterson's enemies are a cabal of paedophiles.
Exactly. So if we have a look at this article from The Independent, it is titled, "Don't Worry, Darling, Olivia Wilde Says Chris Pine's Terrifying Character is Based on Insane Jordan Peterson."
Ah, yes, Jordan Peterson, clearly insane. Yes, okay, yeah.
And the article reads, "Olivia Wilde has revealed that Chris Pine's terrifying character in her newest movie, Don't Worry, Darling, is based on the controversial Canadian psychologist and author Jordan Peterson. The Wonder Woman actor stars in Wilde's forthcoming psychological thriller as Frank, the utopian desert community's leader."
Right.
Pine features alongside Harry Styles and Florence Pugh.
Styles being the man who constantly wears a skirt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who lead the film as a 50s couple whose idyllic lives are overturned when Pugh's Alice uncovers her husband's dark secret when one of the neighborhood housewives goes missing.
Right, well, this is the quality of your enemies. You know, girly men who wear dresses, and they're like, yeah, Jordan Peterson's so evil. It's like, if you didn't think that, you know, if you didn't think that.
In a recent interview, what was that? In a recent interview with Interview Magazine, that's really
laziest
confusing.
Laziest title ever.
Wilde spoke with fellow actor Maggie Gyllenhaal about the inspiration behind Frank's character. And I quote here, "We base that character on this insane man, Jordan Peterson, who is this pseudo-intellectual hero to the incel community," Wilde said.
Dr. Jordan Peterson, tenured professor at Toronto University. Pseudo-intellectual.
It's just naked propagandizing, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
How can you can't possibly smear him as a pseudo-intellectual. No, he's been in academia for many, many years.
Decades.
He's worked with his own clinical practice. He's about as academic as academic gets.
And I love it. Who's this person? To be like, yeah, this guy's a pseudo-intellectual. Who the hell are you?
Some actress.
Yeah, exactly. My God.
She's the epitome of intellect, don't you know?
And the thing is, it's not that there aren't like reasons to critique and criticise Jordan Peterson, but like this is not it.
This is just smearing, isn't it?
Yeah.
She further explained the incels as a community of disenfranchised, mostly white men.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. Who believe they are entitled to sex from women. And the actual, it's funny that she says he's a pseudo-intellectual because the actual academic research shows that it's disproportionately non-white men and there are a healthy number of left-wingers as well. So the fact that she's putting it in these terms is just completely wrong.
Turns out Chad Republican bros don't have a problem getting left-wing women.
Funny that,
isn't it? Yeah.
So if we have a look at this article from The Conversation that are normally insufferable leftists, if you scroll down to show the title, John, "Incels are surprisingly diverse, but united by hate. Diversity is our strength."
Yeah, exactly. As representation in the incel community, what are they complaining about?
Well, we're always told that diversity is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally achieved it, even in the incel community. And it's worth pointing out as well that right-wing men are more likely to be the sort of stereotypical chads.
Yeah.
And we're more likely to tell... as in right-wingers, not calling myself a Chad, to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, as in get over yourself.
And they're constantly complaining, oh, you go to the gym, you're going to be a right-wing bro. And it's like, okay, maybe, because that's what chicks like. What do you want?
I have very little sympathy for incels as well, because I just see it as a bit of natural selection at work, where if you can't compete, you don't deserve to be a part of society. I'm sorry.
It's brutal.
Well, if you don't pull your weight... in society, you don't have the airs and graces, the looks, then you
I'm
don't
a bit
deserve
more sympathetic
anything.
To their plight. I think Jordan Peterson's right about enforced monogamy. Mm-hmm. But I actually looked this up. They're not fans of Jordan Peterson at all. I looked at like a few incel forums.
Well, he pours scorn on them a lot of the time.
Yeah, and he tells them to buck up their ideas, clean their room, and they...
have a bit of personal responsibility rather than blaming society for your problems.
Exactly. And as I understand incel ideology... it's about suggesting that actually there's nothing they can do. And so, you know, they're absolved of all responsibility for their predicament.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have more of a Aemilian dialogue approach of the strong do what they can and the weak do what they must.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get really chastised in the comments.
Yes.
Oh, well.
I think you're being a bit harsh there. But anyway.
Well, you've got to be cruel to be kind, in my opinion. And giving them a kick up the arse is probably the best thing I could do, in my opinion. But yes, it carries on to say, they believe that society has now robbed them, that the idea of feminism is working against nature and that we must be put back into the correct place, Wilde added. That's the previous article, John. A lot of the opposition to modern feminism is just about putting men down, though, obviously.
Yeah.
So rather than doing what's best for a healthy society. And Wilde continued, this guy, Jordan Peterson, is someone that legitimizes certain aspects of the incel movement because he's a former professor, he's an author, he wears a suit, so they feel like this is a real philosophy that should be taken seriously.
But I mean, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not wrong about a lot of these things.
Well, of course not.
Because in previous eras, we didn't have incels.
Mm-hmm. It's an aspect of modernity, isn't
yeah.
it? So this sort of thing has happened before, of course, where Hollywood types have tried to smear him with this story about Jordan Peterson being shocked by Captain America's villain Red Skull espousing 10 rules for life.
Do you remember the Red Skull speech?
Mm-hmm. It was just based, wasn't
it?
It's great. I just agreed with it. It's just like they're making the villain sympathetic.
Yes.
It's not really helping their case.
Making the villain make a bunch of really good points.
Mm-hmm. So it's also worth pointing out that we've covered lots of what Jordan Peterson actually talks about. Here's a very popular article from the website, which is from Hannah Gell, talking about Jordan Peterson's biblical stories. And this is probably one of the most viewed on the site, isn't it, article-wise?
Possibly.
18,000 views.
Mm.
So it's definitely worth checking out. And you can actually see what he believes without some Hollywood actress telling you what he really thinks.
Yes.
So never one to pass up an opportunity to dogpile, leftist journalists also saw an opportunity to attack him for other things as well. So here we have an article titled, Jordan Peterson, the climate crisis denier's new mouthpiece. So the funny thing is that Jordan Peterson is probably more accepting of the climate stuff than most right-wingers.
Yeah.
So I've pulled a quote from his Cambridge Union address, and I quote directly here, I worked for a UN committee on sustainable economic and ecological development and read a very large amount during that period of time and learned a lot, much of which made me much more optimistic before I read the relevant literature, which was a real shock to me. But the climate change issue is an absolutely catastrophic, nightmarish mess, and the idea that that'll unite us, that's not going to be uniting us. First of all, it's very difficult to separate the science from the politics. And second, even if the claims, the more radical claims, are true, we have no idea what to do about it.
Which is peak climate denial.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty moderate as far as climate deniers go, isn't it?
Well, he's not saying it's not happening.
Well, yeah. He's just saying that there's some politics involved as well some science. That's not even a particularly radical thing. There's lots of politics involved. I think he's being a bit too coy about it, really.
Yeah.
But the article continues, nevertheless, bear that in mind, what he actually said. In mid-August, Jordan Peterson uploaded a video for his more than 5.4 million YouTube subscribers in which he referred to the growing body of science linking extreme weather events to climate change as dubious. And we'll be reading the actual quote in a second. Dressed in a suit and tie and seated in an austere white room with a feel of a tech startup office, the Canadian celebrity conservative influencer, that's very insulting, claimed to take aim at...
Didn't call him a Nazi, so...
That's a very low bar.
Yeah, I know.
Take aim at the globalist utopians forcing us to fall in line in the order to stabilise global emissions by 2050. The goal is widely regarded by scientists as crucial for avoiding the worst damages of climate change.
But it's not going to happen because China and India aren't going to do it.
Yeah. Also, scientists aren't a monolith. They don't all agree.
Yes, they do. All scientists agree all the time.
Yes. I am a scientist. I don't agree. There we go. But Peterson referred to it as obviously preposterous. The bulk of the video, which has more than 1.2 million views, consisted of Peterson reading verbatim an article he'd recently written for The Telegraph, a major British newspaper, headlined, Peddlers of Environmental Doom Have Shown Their True Totalitarian Colours.
Yes.
Which is still a perfectly valid point. That's talking about the politics, isn't it?
Peterson agrees that climate change is a problem, but also there are a bunch of totalitarians who are trying to use this to gain control over society.
Absolutely. It's entirely obvious.
Yeah. These are both compatible positions. I mean,
look at the World Economic Forum. They're talking about sustainability all of the time.
Yeah.
So it carries on. I'm just going to read a short amount more. The idea that storms, wildfires, droughts, downpours, and floods around the globe in the last 18 months are unique and unprecedented is a dubious claim.
That's totally true.
Yeah. So they've taken the dubious claim part out of context. I mean, linking that, you can't possibly know for certain. And even the climate scientists themselves have said the same thing.
Yeah. Isn't there something in a lower frequency of like hurricanes or something in the past couple of years? And they're like, yeah, well, you know, that's actually not the question, you know? So anyway.
I mean, I don't know anything about
it. No, I don't either. But, but, you know, I've seen the headlines go around. It's like, it's interesting how they're like, look, that's not, you know, just because it's a warm day doesn't mean climate change. Just as a cold day doesn't mean there is no global warming, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. And to the power mad utopians pushing the supposed false narrative of the climate emergency, Peterson had this to say: we will not allow you to steal and destroy the energy that makes our lives bearable. Okay. It's entirely obvious that he's just saying that don't push forward with this green technology at the expense of humans' welfare.
Yeah, obviously we should be using nuclear.
No one is out to make people's lives unbearable by stealing energy from them, of course. That's what the journalist is saying.
Oh, please, just... Okay, yeah.
The work being done by scientists, technologists and policymakers to transition the global economy to conserve emissions-producing energy and shift to renewables in order to head off a climate catastrophe does invite a willingness to imagine how life can remain bearable by changing our ways.
Change China's ways.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous, this sort of thing. Mm. And the Daily Beast, of course, just decided to write a really hypocritical article. Grifter really is the only word to use for Jordan Peterson. So, and it starts...
Says the Daily Beast, says Anthony Fisher, who's he?
Grifter is an overused insult, the article starts. If a public person takes a heterodox or contrarian view on a hot-button political issue, particularly if their position is in conflict with their supposed political or identity tribes, they're likely to be called a grifter when no substantive argument is available. Well, I mean, aren't you just owning yourself here? Far too often, it's lazily deployed against ideological adversaries, particularly if those adversaries have grown financially prosperous or publicly influential.
But hear me out as to why I should be calling Jordan Peterson a grifter.
The lack of self-awareness here is unbelievable. That doesn't, however, mean the G word is never an appropriate descriptor. Sometimes it's the only sensible word to use if one is being precise in one speech. When a person misrepresenting who they are and what they stand for in pursuit of profit, they're grifting. In the case of Jordan Peterson, there's no mistaking it. He's working a grift.
How has he misrepresented himself?
He's like the most honest public figure I can think of.
Hello, I'm a professor of psychology. That's not a misrepresentation.
He talks about how people can help themselves. He's cried on camera multiple times. What's he trying to hide?
How's he lying to you?
Well, it's just that they don't like the message that people can help themselves. You've got to have the government to help you. It carries on. I'm going to read a little bit more. Peterson, the Canadian professor and clinical psychologist turned self-help guru. I mean, isn't that what clinical psychology is? Helping people. And the best-selling author turned anti-woke firebrand and commentator was recently suspended from Twitter. At issue is a tweet, really a quote tweet, of a New York Post article with the caption, Elliot Page is proud to introduce... trans character on Umbrella Academy, to which I believe Peterson, obviously dead names.
Oh, yes.
Elliot Page, Ellen Page.
That's a bannable offence on Twitter.
So, yes, he's both going after Hollywood, and it seems that Hollywood is striking back at him as well. But fair enough for him for doing that, and he refused to take it down as well.
Good for him.
Which is why he's still suspended off of Twitter for the meantime.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Okay.
So... others came to Peterson's defence, like this random person pointing out that Olivia Wilde photographed with Harvey Weinstein, giving him a kiss, having a cuddle. That's not the best, is it? When you're describing someone as immoral.
Well, and, cabal of paedophiles. I stick by this.
No, I 100% agree. And then you have Shapiro, of course, coming to his defence. Olivia Wilde doesn't like Jordan Peterson, which may be the best Jordan Peterson endorsement I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's another thing as well. It's like, you know, when all of these people are saying you're evil, it's like, I must be doing something right.
And then the final one coming from Andrew Doyle, which is just perfectly obvious to me. Why not just read something that Jordan Peterson has actually written. Rather than relying on your own private fantasies, these people are genuinely weird.
There's literally thousands of hours of him speaking and giving his opinions.
It's not like it's difficult to know what he believes, is it?
And literally just speaking like off the cuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after all of these thousands of hours, if he was grifting or hiding something, I think something about it would have come through after all of this. You know, come
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. So, Peterson's response was just perfect, though. What he actually said in this article titled, Jordan Peterson pleased attractive Chris Pine is playing a character based on him. He's just not taking them seriously. And good. I'm quoting here, now Pine has a reputation as quite an attractive man, so that could be worse, Peterson said in a statement to the National Post. I also hope that Chris Pine at least does the sartorial splendour of my very formal public wardrobe justice as he pillories me in the latest bit of propaganda disseminated by the woke, self-righteous bores and bullies who now dominate Hollywood and who insist that production of who insist that the production of such tripe.
Yep.
So yes, obviously it's a load of rubbish and they're relying on this controversy to drum up some free publicity.
Hmm.
That's all they're doing. And just to hammer home how out of touch Hollywood is, here's an article titled, Jennifer Lawrence has recurring nightmares about Tucker Carlson and admits to shunning conservative family members. So this is what their
Obviously
politics
sane.
Lead yeah. to, yes. Having nightmares about political commentators and disowning your family.
But there are loads of pictures of her with Harvey Weinstein as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, palling around, kissing and cuddling him. And it's like, oh my God.
These are not the people you want to be listening to for moral lessons. That's certainly something you can take from this.
Yeah.
And yes, they're trying to smear Jordan Peterson and clearly it hasn't worked.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Heaters, you can go to lotusheaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this one on Josh's weird psychological roundup. And if you want to find out what else Josh is putting out, you can follow him on Getter at @josh_firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.